Do you think there are some certain men just feel like they prefer to give a lady stuff than giving a fellow guy
like,
stuff?
Yes.
I don't know how that ideology seems to them. Like, they will be like, you save my guy, go hustle the way I take hustle. I don't think, guys do not really get it easy the way we get it easy,
true,
to be
true.
Honest.
I mean, I could just put on my status that I want something. And then, I mean, do you know how many anonymous things I've received on Twitter? Woo! I mean.
So people, certain times people will just come and just say, okay, Anat, I got this for you. I'll be like, bro, have fun. I don't want to do anything for you. Why you didn't give me this kind of thing? You get.
Hi, my name is Abiola Adragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
So welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. And before we move on, I'd like to wish every of my Muslim brothers and sisters, everybody that celebrated Eid, Barakat and Salah in arrears. Thank you. Send your meat. Some of you did not send meat to me. I did not beg, so And some of you ate meat. And did not even say Anna. And some of you slayed on Eid. You didn't drop JPEGs for us. But anyways, God is saying all of you in 3D. God is going to help us. But whichever way. The highlight of my week was just there. It was Eid, and I was just doing the whole cooking in the house as far as mother of the house now. Who knows? So, how was your week? How did it go?
Well, it was better than the other week. It was boring and it was eventful.
It was eventful. God, I'm very fine. Please, Wanu, how was your week? How did your week go?
Mine was pretty much boring. I was just swiping through pictures on social media.
But you know, swiping through pictures can be so interesting. I just get.
Actually.
You just get interesting pictures, you just keep seeing, and bro.
It was boring.
God, I beg. Just whichever way, you can share your highlight of the week with me. And bro, no caps, I'm gonna give you every attention you need. Attention.
Do you know that 90% of all millionaires become so through owning real estate? Do you also know that the best investment on earth is earth? That's why with Bao Global Resources, wealth is at your fingertips. Bao Global Resources is a real estate firm with over 20 plots of land sold and have been delivering real estate services for over 2 years. Message us for inspection. Inspection is free for anyone coming from the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at bao_global_r and on Twitter at bao_gr.
So welcome back to this episode of the podcast. And for today's topic, I don't know if you might get triggered concerning gender words. We are not being gender biased here. We are just trying to point out certain facts amongst everybody, especially in this society that we have, that everybody has believed to be the norms. And we are just trying to portray certain points from our own perspective. It cannot be the same thing as yours, but we are just trying to make you understand that things are not the way some people see it, and some people have shoved it down your throat that this is how it is supposed to be. And the idea that, I know many people have the idea that it is so damn easy for ladies to get a job, for ladies to get stuff without having to really work hard for it. And you get that gist, like the pretty ladies get it easy. You get, like, pretty ladies get things easy. So I really want us to just digest it, dissect it, and give you the insight from our own perspective. So there are certain times when ladies try to get stuff for themselves, and people are of the opinion that she don't feel buy a man by herself. That job, she slept with a man to get it. That this, she got it from this thing. And guys, at times, will be like, if na lady wants this thing, she go get them. Of which is actually true to some extent, yes. If a lady wants something, she gets it to some extent, I believe. And certain times we have prices to pay. It depends on if you're ready to pay that price. And as for me, I don't think there are certain prices I don't think I can pay. So I like the Queen of Blings to actually give us certain, from her own perspective. I didn't mention that she's a psychologist, like BSc psychology. You know the vibes, you know what it is, So you can just try to tell us a thing or two about what you feel this thing is.
I think it all boils down to the fact that we perceive sleeping with men as easy. So when you want to get something, you have the option of you sleep with men, and I think that most people see it as the easiest way. So they dangle it in front of you, sleep with me and you get this thing. And most girls are like, she didn't have to just to sleep with that, sorry.
Yeah, I understand.
She didn't get my point. But coming from a lineage of disciplined women, and you know, sleeping with men is never easy. There's a whole lot. I mean, to just sleep with man, then there's the fact that there's sugar daddy and all of those. When we look at it, when you have a sugar daddy, you actually have, you would have plenty things easy. I mean, a sugar daddy, I don't mean that. You get sugar daddy, that
like,
sugar.
Like sugar daddy with the sugar.
Yes, she, yes. You know, kind of sugar as daddy. Influence in all parastatals can get you a job, can just basically get you anything that you want. And then all you have to do is just be a sugar baby and give him sugar too.
Give him sugar.
So I think that is because everybody perceives the fact that sleeping with men is easy. But then...
But I read there certain times that you've gotten, I don't know, maybe because the line of my business, I actually do have more guys to contend with than ladies to some extent. So I feel like most times, not like I feel like I have experienced this, but most times I get things easy than the guys in my own line of business.
Because you're a girl.
Because I am a girl and I don't even have to have this whole sexuality thing come around. People just be like, she's a lady, give her the job. You get, like, now I guess she'd be given the job. It's because you're a lady, that's why we're giving you this job. It has occurred to me several times. And certain times whenever I go out with guys, I see men or other guys paying my bills and leaving the guys apart. So it is not necessarily the sugar thing at this point. It's just like we are wired to be taken care of.
Men have a rule to being that there's no one to talk about girls getting things easy without talking about the their rules, what they play in the whole.
Yes, you know, to think there are some certain men just feel like they prefer to give a lady stuff than giving a fellow guy
like,
stuff.
Yes,
I don't know how that ideology seems to them. Like they will be like, you save my guy, go hustle the way I take hustle. I don't think guys do not really get it easy the way we get it easy.
True,
to be
true.
Honest.
I mean, I could just put on my status that I want something, and then I mean, do you know how many anonymous things I've received on Twitter? Woo! I mean,
so people, certain times people will just come and just say, okay, Anat, I got this for you. I'll be like, bro, have fun. I don't want to do anything for you. Why you didn't give me this kind of thing? You get? And then you'll be like, no, you're not a guy, you're not Gino, and all of that. So I still want to believe that to some extent, ladies really do have it easy. When it comes to work, at some point I worked as an HSC officer. So I was working with just men, grown ass men. And whenever we were going, I had other guys that were all working together. And whenever we're going home for the weekend, they do give me money and they don't give the other guys money. Whenever I want to go to the plant to work, they will just hold me, just like handbag. I don't do anything and I just get the most money. And I feel, to some extent, it's going to bring down the ego of the guys. And there are certain times where we have to work our butts out to get stuff. To think, if you think it is that easy to get all of these things, I feel you need to just come. It's not like, I'm not saying you come and walk in my shoes because it's going to prepare you. It's going to be oversized at some point. So I'm not asking you to come and walk in my shoes, but I'm telling you that it is not as easy as you think it is. You get? But let's not lie. As a lady, I'll tell you it is very easy for ladies to get things done. Only if you don't know how to play your games right, to me, I feel. You need to know how to play your games right.
Well, we look at it from another angle. The fact that as easy as it it is quite a burden. I mean, I go to the market like once a week, and every time I have to deal with people men touching me. Why do you have to touch me? And then at some point, I'm like, please don't touch me.
Okay,
you know, but they will still go ahead to touch me. I mean, something happened to me while I was coming here today. I didn't get a bike to my junction, so I had to like pair up with a guy. And then he told me to sit in the middle. I told him that I was not comfortable sitting in the middle of two guys. I wanted to sit at the back. And I was like, Kilo Walare, if you understand your body, you know that what's in your body, what's in your body? And really I didn't just try. I didn't say anything. I just sat at the back. And when we were going to the junction, he said, Shenada also they stay. Why they do chakra? Why they kimikomo? And he said all sorts of disrespectful things. I didn't reply because I had my AirPods on. I used to put my AirPods. There was no music playing actually. But I used to put it so that I would, you know, have something to say that
to them,
you get. So when I got down, I wanted to pay. And then he said that you should not collect money from me. I'm like, no, let me pay. Is it because of the money that you wanted to pay that you were disrespecting? That's how it is. Because they know that they want to give you something. They do all sorts of things.
I guess certain times guys do it to like to boost their ego. Yeah. They be like, yo, I did it for her. I'll be like, yo, bro, calm your balls down, calm your titties. You didn't do all of this. Cause if I didn't beg you to do it. I didn't beg you to do it. You did it out of your free will. You just wanted to do charity.
Yes, I feel like there's a certain kind of way, like they have that pride in them that they've done something for a girl. So, and also that other part of guys doing more for girls than their own gender. Guys feel like, okay, if I can also for this stuff, if I can work my ass off for this stuff, why can't he?
Why can't a girl also for it too?
Yes, they don't think that. They feel like they are benefactors, like they have to take care of the girls, they have to take care of these.
You know, this thing is just, it's still more like an irony. To me, I feel, same guys are actually doing this thing to make us feel like, you don't need to do this. Why these same guys are actually the ones telling us, why are you not working?
Yes,
exactly. Independently, you are giving me all the money, bro. What do you mean?
You know, to be honest, yeah. There was a time at which I was getting everything I wanted at the snap of my finger, like at any point in time. Even from my brothers, from everybody, I would just be like, at some point I just sat down. Because I had stuff I was doing, to be honest. But I was just extremely lazy with it. I will not post. Come on, I will not even. If I'm not posting something on my story, cruise all the years of my life. If I'm not posting anything funny, memes, that's the only thing I do in my life. But at some point, I felt like, yo, you need to work. In as much as I want to work, okay, when I started photography, at some point I was sick. Then my siblings and everybody, they all came like, you're a lady, you're not supposed to be doing something like this. Find the thing that your mate are doing. What is the thing that my mate are doing that my head is doing? I cannot say clue because I wear everything. To be honest, I cannot say clue because I wear everything. I cannot say slip as I wear everything. I cannot sell anything. Because me that I was, you know, there is something for my room back then. So I know that this is the type of person I am. So I can't sell. I can't do buying and selling, to be honest. So I told them, I can't do this thing. They were like, try something else apart from photography. And I just felt, okay, whichever way it is, let me just sit down. So I've been so relaxed all this while. Because at some point, these same people when I go home were like, you supposed to get money now, she be photographer, yeah. I'm not like, so now look at it. You people some months ago were telling me to stop working. And now you are asking me that I have money because I tried begging you people for work.
Yeah.
You guys are telling me I have money because I am a photographer. So at this point, I feel everybody, we are just trying to follow the crowd.
Honestly.
We are just trying to follow the crowd, like, okay, yes, everybody's doing this thing, let me say it. Everybody is saying this thing about women, let me say it. Bro, if you know you can deal with a lady that works so hard and doesn't ask you for money, just think that certain, this is even vexing me at this point, to think that certain guys, you don't ask them for money, then they feel like you are proud because you're already selling something over 1,000. Yes, I've heard it. Somebody has told me before that you are very proud.
Actually,
you're proud and arrogant. And I told the guy that, fine, I am proud and arrogant, go and die with your 20,000 naira.
Stop now.
To be honest, see, I don't get money, actually. I'm a broke person, but in as much as this, I would not bring myself down to get insulted. I don't like it. So when I see insults coming, I dey japa.
But actually, on the other side, when you see insults coming, you japa. But on the other side, when I interested in somebody or we are together or, and then he does not, you know, try to assist, or I don't mean that assist in the sense, like I mentally clock out. I'm like, guy, I do things myself, or for me, babe, you two should know.
You should know, man. There are times. God, I beg, I want to talk so much. There are times that you might be going, okay, as ladies, we have. You, everybody knows ladies have their moods and all of that. We just do, we do the craziest things and the dumbest things, to be honest. So there are times where we just do things irrationally, and guys will come. Is this because you already have one small money? That's why you're talking to me like this. That's why you're doing this to me, bro. It's not because I have money. It's just because I can't deal with whatever bullshit you're bringing to me at the point. And at this point, it is not even about what you're doing. And again, to some extent, yeah, being pretty has brought me several things, like good job. Let's not even like good job, because okay, I went for interview, I did my interview super well, it was fine, but then my boss as at the time was like, I like your smile, you are pretty, resume on Monday. That was it. So at the point, I didn't know it was even my interview that got him so attracted to me. I felt it was the smile and all of that. But he made an impression that it was my smile and all of that. I thought that I was also going to be sitting in the office until they went to push me inside plants where I was going. Because maybe you are intelligent. Yes, you claim smart person.
Honestly.
And they went to push me among the people that I was going to work with. Even at the point that I didn't even work. But I felt being pretty has got me several things. Even by the roadside, guys would be like, ah, sister, I love your smile. Do this for me. Sister, I love your smile. Don't worry, I will help you carry something from my hostel to junction. And I will not be walking aimlessly at the back. It's just like, we just have that privilege over everybody. Until they kidnap me and go one day. Because I am pretty.
When I was in school, you know, I'm a very friendly person.
She's light skin.
So when I was in school, my under level and some level, I was not very like, I didn't show that I was smart or anything. I was just going to school. I was an average student. So when I got to 300 level, and then I think something happened one day. We were supposed to, you know, have a presentation, and I'm like, I wowed all the lecturers, and then a particular lecturer came to me and said, "You're more holy, more way." I'm like, "What?
Because you were pretty."
So you don't look like somebody. I mean, she man look. And since then, the man always he would sit my, you know, ears and say that, ah, omo, you wait to moi, oye koma, koni jeka wenyo ma. He said it one kind, koni jeka wenyo. Ngoto ma kukori ni oju e. Like what they will see is guilty. They won't know that there is brain beneath it. And then it looks belittling to me.
To be honest, this thing is actually true. I have met several pretty ladies with nothing hostile.
Yes, they don't have sense. I've met quite a few. So.
No. Let's be honest here. Yeah. I have That's met true. Several pretty ladies that I expected more from, and upstairs, nothing.
Nothing.
I tried engaging them. To be honest, I tried engaging them. I tried saying, "Oh, yo, let's talk about this." And at some point, they were just spewing premium trash. Then I was like, ah, babe, I'm fine. That was, I said it to myself though. I didn't say it out loud. Then I was like, they will beat me. They didn't just to beat me on my head. So I said it out loud. I said it out to myself rather. But I felt, if at all, I used to say something that I tell people around me a lot, that see, I am a fine girl. In anything I want to do, I want my beauty to match everything I do. Because I don't want the idea that you'll say, nah, fine, she's just fine, she knows how to be anything.
You know, just be an am candy.
You just,
no.
So I just want
just
to do.
Just don't say anything, just be pretty.
You're just pretty. So I just feel like, okay, in as much as I am so pretty, that's one of the reasons why I read my heart out in school. Because I know that I am pretty and popular. Because that's when there was one idiot who can say that she's just pretty, she don't get sense, she's just pretty, she doesn't have anything. You know, that's one of the things that really gives me the vibe to do more for myself, because I am pretty and I need to maintain beauty at everything I do. you get. And so, no, because I am like this, I have seen guys trying to say, of course she be spec, she be top tier, I will do anything for her. Those type of things. My, I used to like it. My like it. You can't do anything. Do it, my dear. That's what I am here for. That's what I'm here for. I don't need to stress too much. That's what I am here for, actually. So we just on and on like that.
No, let's not lie. Let's not steal. Come on, Farah, come on, there's nothing like being taken care of. Let's not lie. You see this independent thing?
Ah,
it's not easy.
You cry. Ah, I don't know if you have ever been at the point of being an independent lady.
Mm-hmm.
You cry. Tears will roll out. Nobody will even pamper you. Yeah, sorry, baby. You are gonna cry. It's just that will motivate yourself to stop crying. But it happens, and I feel it is good because it actually brings you stability at some point in life when you get on to the later aspect of life where you have to deal with a whole lot of bullshit and pressure coming from different angles. I guess it's more like training. It's not like we are really independent like that. I mean, I am not independent too, and I've never said it in my life that I'm independent. And I'll not say it. Because I can never be independent. Who is independent? And to think that there's no such thing as being independent.
We always need
other people.
Yes. So whenever people say I am an independent lady, I feel like, babe, you are capping. You are capping. Okay, you say you are self-sufficient. Don't say you are independent. See, Mrs.
Well,
of
Google.
I sabi, no ma. I sabi, like, you are self-sufficient, but you are not independent. So, misuse of words actually come. So, if you are a guy, and at some point, a lady has ever taken your place, maybe you sabi that thing, pass that girl, and she got your place. Bro, calm down. Just relax. You don't need to stress over anything too much. You will get your stuff done at the right time. Because I feel there are guys out there and there are ladies out there, women, that actually help guys too. That do things for guys preferably than ladies. Because I've believed... See, let's... Okay, we have this thing that people say women empowering women. It's a lie. It's very rare to find that a woman who is at a top position will want to bring up another lady. It is very rare. It takes the grace of God.
Except if the lady is family.
Exactly. And before you see family that way, you show each other way. So please, that's what I just want to say. Please, let's just not believe that every girl doing good for themselves out there or got a job out there actually got it just because of being fine or this. If you are fine and you don't know anything, nobody wants to offer you jobs. I have seen people that are fine and they didn't even get average of what I got. They are very fine, they have everything, they are set, they have money, to be honest. I believe they should have gotten all of these things. But then I got myself, like, I sort of found myself in that position, like, yeah, I got this job and I got this gig. I'll be like, how come did I get it? After all, this girl is there too, competing for this same stuff with me. Then I believe that it has to do with what you know. Like, guy, get something for head. It's not about wearing fine clothes all the days. All of us can dress to kill, to be honest. But if at all I dress to kill, I used to make sure I acquire as much knowledge as I can. So that at every point I go, anywhere I go, if at all they try ask me a question, I try to answer to some extent. So that alone is attracting to men. It is so attracting to men because they always be like, whoa, that lady is very good. See, I have worked at two different government parastatals. One was with Lagos State Government and the other was the federal government. And it was interesting. I was very young, but I was smart and pretty. Not like I knew what I was doing there, but I knew I could find my way through anything they put me to because I was always ready to learn from anybody. You get? So I was very submissive when it comes to learning and I could meet anybody from there and say, please come and teach me this thing. And I wasn't shy to acquire knowledge. So those things, they got me edge while I was working at every place I was working. So it was not just centered around the beauty of being a lady. It was centered around being able to actually give off your ability and everything you have in your head. And I don't know if you've actually had an instance where you actually wanted something with guys in that circle with you and you got it instead of the guys?
Countless times. I got vice president of my department while I was in school, and they were all the guys. I got speaker, a whole lot of things. And then there was this time that we were supposed to speak about something in school, and then there were other guys, but I don't know what happened though. I didn't even expect, because they were smarter guys. I'm smart, yeah, I know, but you know that there are some people that are smarter than you are. And then I expected them to get done. What if I'm saying, ah, you'll be speaking? I'm like, no, no, there are other guys. And then I'm like, oh, this guy is going to beef me. You know, this guy is sleeping with this man. Nah, just things stop. I don't know where things stop. You get that kind of thing. So it happens. And then, what?
Like, naturally, ladies.
I don't think I've ever been in that situation where I have to compete. I'm always competing with girls, most of. I went to a girls' college, so most of it's always girls.
Girls.
Most of the time, it's always girls. Even my department in school, so we are out of 67, I think we only have like 8 guys or so. And
what about HSM?
HSM, yes.
I knew it.
HSM, HSM. Science and Management.
I knew it. That's the department where you get the highest number of females. So to be honest, it happens where we ladies just get things done. But there are two sides of a coin, and I'll bring another one to you. There was a particular time when I was trying to get internship before I even got to the jobs I got. So I applied to several big industrial companies. They were making foods, like things we eat, beverages and all of that. So I can remember I went to one. First, I was tagged a female, like they were not going to employ me because I was a lady. And then I was tagged an hijabi. That was tiny hijab, they were not going to employ me because I could not be wearing hijab around their company. And I felt things like that come around. I have been bullied being a lady. Several places where they'll be like, shut up, you're not supposed to talk. Now guys supposed to talk this kind of thing. You get, even in my house, in my family, whenever we want to talk or settle family matter like that, if I want to talk, either my aunties especially, they'll be like, shut up, let the man talk. And I'll be like, no, I must talk, because this thing this person is saying is rubbish. You get? So we have been bullied, and there are certain times when I knew that I had to work my ass off just to make them see that what that man can do, I can do twice better. Was when I knew that I was just in the office, when even after they posted me to the place I was getting money, but I wasn't getting the experience I wanted. And actually I went there for the experience. So they were not taking me to work. I was just always inside in the laptop, just doing nothing, absolutely nothing. Even to record, and they don't make me record. So I was just always there doing, just sitting, eating, collecting money, going on. So at some point, my father is the type of person that he questions me a lot. So he started questioning me, what did you gain for the past 2 months you've been working here? And I realized I have gained absolutely nothing. So I spoke with my bosses, and they were like, they could not put my life on the line trying to work at the HSC and following them for all of those works. Then I tried showing them that I could do this thing twice better than the guys. So I had to work my ass off. I knew I had to read like night. I had to practice on my own, going to the plant on my own without my boss knowing. I had to do things like extra in order to just get the experience I want. And I feel like at this point, it has to do with the individual and not just with the other gender. It has to do with the individual. If you want this thing and they are not trying to make you get it, ladies get everything they want, and those are basically the luxury of life, but they do not get the impact of life to some extent.
True. I used to work with an NGO when I was in, I think, 200 level, and we were supposed to, you know, we had a round table discussion one day, and then I think I was the only female in the midst of 11 guys. Yeah, we were 12, and I was the only lady. And I think I got that job because somebody referred me and all of that.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about, and then the guys were not just making sense. I'm like, guys, you put, and then they shot me up. Guy, I was embarrassed. I'm like, you guys, just you listen to me. They did not listen to me. That's like, you know, go and meet the boss at the end of the whole meeting. Just like, you know, and vouch for show them both and tell them that, guys, this is not it. Let's look at it through my own lens. Maybe, like, I have to go and meet each and everyone. Why do I have to go through that stress? Why can't you people just listen to me?
It happens, actually. It happens because, to be honest, at some point, everybody will just sit back and we relax to some extent. And it is not every lady that wants to actually go through stress. That's when the whole ideology of, I just want to sit back and relax and be taken care of without doing anything. Yes, you can achieve it. Everybody can. But at some point, like, on the long run, you have to show something for your enjoyment. We've seen guys doing absolutely nothing. Yawo oga, emioga, yawo alaji. At the same time, Alaji would marry another wife that has a BSc degree. No cap. I have seen it happen. It has happened. Because I worked with Awusas. So that's where the whole ideology of I could not go to the plant to work came from. So I worked with Awusas. So I had to show them thrice my words that I could do. Not even the normal thing I could do. Like the normal thing the guys were showing them. I had to go extra miles to show them that I can do more than what these guys have done before they allowed me. I have seen my ogre marry a BSc holder. In short, a PhD holder. The woman has a PhD. And he married her. He said his first wife is not educated. So this brings us down to the point where I still, in as much as girls can get everything like at the snap of their fingers, they can get gifts. Yes, we can be emotional to get anything we want. No cap. If I want to get a job now, I'll just come and type a few things on the TL and go, I'll get a job.
You have somebody say, send me your CV and all
that. Send me your CV, it is nothing. With all of my qualifications, if I pack everything together, I want to get a job, I will get a job. That's more thing. More thing why I feel like I'm always relaxed when it comes to hustling for stuff. I'll be like, don't worry, I'll get it.
You also know how to manipulate stuff.
So. Yes, like, you know, see, let me tell, everybody has a manipulating spirit. You've not just gotten your trigger. We can all manipulate. So whenever someone tries to manipulate me, I'll be like, no, Mrs. Sabi do this thing. You can't do it to me. Only if you Sabi pass me. And I don't do it before you do it for me. I go Sabi say, oh, Besha, you catch me. You never catch me again. You get, it happens. So most of the times, I'm just always laid back and I just allow things to work because I know that I am a lady, I'll get it. And I know what I am doing. And I have what it takes to get what I want. You get. So I am always laid back. Most of the times, whenever I am at my lowest, I don't know. I don't really pressure myself. I know that I will get it. At any point, I will get it. I don't need to stress. It can be like that for a larger percent of ladies, but not all ladies. There are times when, and to be honest, I hate to say this, but I have to say this. Most of the ladies who are not physically appealing, they get it tougher than the ladies who are physically appealing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really, really true. Ladies who are not physically appealing, they get it tougher than the ladies who are physically appealing. Because you have to contend with your fellow ladies who are physically appealing.
And you have to contend with guys.
And the people that to make you see your inner beauty. At this point, you know, people say, I didn't go for the looks. Bro, you went for the looks.
Yeah.
You get, I didn't go for the looks. You went for the looks because you didn't see my brain. You didn't see the intelligence there before you came to me.
And the ones that are not even physically appealing, they are mostly competing with
physically
that are physically, but they don't have anything upstairs, so
yes.
they
feel, you just fine, we don't get anything,
you get the gist. So that it happens, this thing happens a whole lot, and in as much as we are trying to make this thing very educative enough and reasonable enough to everybody to understand that you feel day. Maybe say you might be thanking a girl, she's physically appealing. Try push her through some certain intellectual tests. You can't just go dating a dumbass.
People date dumbass.
Yes, people that they can control.
Yeah.
Most guys do that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you get by intelligent girls, you get. Yeah. I know of that. Certain times when you are so intelligent, guys feel like whenever you are intelligent, you'll be able to manipulate them.
Yes.
Bro, no cap. You will be manipulated. And to think that the intelligent girls actually become dumb at certain times.
Yes. You don't get it. Fully dependent on that particular person.
You will be stupid, my dear.
When he's giving them everything.
You get so stupid.
When the friend is kind of mean.
You get so stupid. you get so stupid. So in as much as, and to think that the guys that get the intelligent girls, they don't do anything. They just feel like she's there. I got her. She got me. You get, but you that you know that this you men have self-esteem issues. They have higher percent of self-esteem issues than ladies. At least ladies, we have people to tell us, yeah, we are pretty. We have songs to tell us we are pretty. We have motivational books to tell us we are pretty. We have speakers, female organizations, women organizations trying to push out the pretty thing just the way you are and all of that. So ladies are trying to, they are already believing in themselves and they have like lower percent of low self-esteem issues. But we have guys battling self-esteem issues, and but they are battling it in the most cunning way that can be battled. You get guys saying certain things, guys, because you don't have, like, your self-esteem is low, that is why you're thinking this way, but they would never want to believe. So in as much as it is because you don't have, you're battling self-esteem issues, that's why you feel you can get more, you can use money to get a girl. You get, that is when you feel you can use money to get a girl, and every girl you talk to with your money would actually accept you. That's when it comes, see, all of these things, that's why I was particular about bringing the Queen of Blings, because she's a psychologist and she really understood and she understands everything I have to say, because it has to come with psychology, it has to come with your way of reasoning and your upbringing to think, or your society, maybe the societal thoughts you've had. You get, to some extent, people must have made you understand, maybe the people you grew up with in your neighborhood must have made you understand that that girl, as she find and rich, now money go kill her. Say, give her money, she go accept anything with soap, just give her money. So you get, and it is because of your low self-esteem, you just try to get money anyway. And just try, and you just want to squat.
You
try to
acquire knowledge, and you just want to get money.
And you squat, and you know that once you get the money, you squander them on ladies. And it is, that's one of the most shallow thinking I feel men have, and needs to be explained. Needs to be talked about.
Why do you need to impress a girl with money?
There are other ways, girl. Let me tell you something. There was one thing we said the other time that broke boys do not deserve pussy. There was a time at that point of the episode I said a thing, and I said the broke boys get the pussy without doing anything because they have other things it takes and that the lady wants. So it's not just money, it's not just what you want to offer at this point, it is what you have to give. Like, we have other things you could give intellectually, morally, support does not just have to come financial. If at all money is everything in the world is driven by money, but not, I still, on the long run, it is still not everything that is driven by money. We can all acquire wealth and money at some point in our lives, but the process of acquiring wealth and money should not let our brain go. Yes, because I am trying to make money does not mean that my brain has to go with the money. You get? And certain times, ladies feel so intimidated by the fact that my guy is the one that got me this, my guy is the one that got me that. Then we start to do things on the extra just to get other guys to get thoughts for us because our friend is getting something from the other guy.
Peer pressure,
you get. So every on the norms, or how do I want to put it? To every layman, to a layman, every lady wants to be among her peers in as much as that is that, and we want to feel among, and every lady wants to collect money from a guy to some extent. Any lady that said no one's collecting money from guys in life, me, I want to collect money from man.
I want to collect money from
man. Odogu, just spend the money. Let me just be somewhere. I'll make my own money too now. I think.
But your money is extra.
Your money is the one that makes you to fuel.
Your money is our money.
Your money is the one that makes you to fuel all this beauty. No. So that when I step out and they say, who is that? I'll be like, Odogu's babe.
Odogu's wife.
Odogu's babe. Who is Odogu? Odogu is Odogu. You get? So it happens like that. So whenever I have seen guys that you just like, because a girl did not accept your sexual
advances.
You feel like romantic advances. You feel like, I can't get a B, I will go find money. I'm sorry to say this, but they use it often. And this set of guys, scammers, they use it often. they'll be like, I'll go fuck her.
Yes.
It is the most stupid thing I have ever heard in my life. And it's because certain ladies have made other girls go through that thing. Obviously, there are ladies that actually want to be spoiled. Yes, everybody wants to be spoiled. But the fact that you don't have anything and you just feel like you can be spoiled anyhow.
And then you don't have anything, you don't have anything doing, you have an expensive place just because you are pretty.
Yes, and some even have the entitlement spirit. They'll be like, it's not me, I'm pretty. Let me just step out. I'm going to get this. I'm going to do
this. Yes, true. Let me step out. I'm going to get this. That's actually true. There's many times when, you know, one thing I learned from some of the ladies I work with, not like I have some set of big sisters I really work with. Well, some things I have learned from them is that you walk to certain places where you get to connect. You just go out. You don't need to just go out. Just leave your comfort zone. With my money, I'll go out to the island. I'll leave Ikorodu. Yes, I leave Ikorodu. I'll carry ferry to the island. Just go and eat somewhere. I will know that, okay, for this thing I want to do, I go spend 20k, but I got to collect numbers. Like, certain numbers. So when I get there, I know I am trying to go make connect. I don't need anything. All of these guys, I don't want their money. I just want them to know that I have this thing to offer. And guys are always so interested in ladies that have stuff to offer. In case you don't know, as a lady, if you're listening to this thing, try get yourself something you can offer to people out there. You can get everything you want only if you can offer things. And at the same time, you can get everything you want if you cannot offer anything. But at some point, you're offering your time with you. Your half-life will come.
If you're not bringing anything into the table.
Something happened recently. I don't know. Everybody on social media should have heard. The whole Bola Negas, the boyfriend.
Yes, I saw that.
Something like that. We can actually relate to that to something like that too. I don't know the entire story of Bolanle though. I don't really follow just like that though. But I feel if anything of sort was happening, it actually has to come with she had gotten a whole lot at some point and is not getting again. Or maybe she could not offer anything at the instant and the guy felt he had already squandered his money on a piece of trash. I'm not saying she's a piece. The guy felt. That's what I said. Don't misquote me, please. That was what I felt. And to see that in this age, we've seen ladies. We have the big brother guys too. At some point, after the whole thing, they start getting houses, cars, and yes, all of that. Whereas the male contestant on that same show did not get a car.
Dime.
They didn't get a pen. They didn't.
You don't get. I'm like, what?
So I feel guys are just subconsciously ready to sponsor any lady that has a thing to offer and is pretty.
Naturally, men are providers.
They are providers.
Yes, they just have this, this mentality that I'm supposed to provide. I don't mean that the ones that are naturally irresponsible. I'm sorry, but they are providers. They just feel like, I got to take care of my babe. Now I'm my babe. You don't see girls saying that I got to take care of my man. It's not so common. Me, I want to take care of my man, but it's not so common to see girls that say that I want to spoil my man.
To be honest, I think girls that spoil their man. Shout out to every girl that spoiled their man.
Odogu.
I'll call you Odogu. So it happens over and over again amongst ladies, amongst guys. So if you spoil your man, twirl it to you. If you do not spoil your man, twirl it to you. Your time will come, you will still spoil the man. But at least make sure you spoil your man, even if it is little. So moving on, we are rounding up soon, and so far all I want to just buttress is, before I even say that, I want to give a scenario, something that ever happened to me. You give your own scenario, or anything you've heard. It's about, what do I want to say, sir? What year was that? It's Big Brother. It's still Big Brother I want to use to do this example. It's Big Brother. It's because all through the years of Big Brother, we've always had every year, every season, we have one lady each or two ladies among the contestants. Hey, God damn it. Among the contestants per year that get gifts from unknown people, anonymous people. They get cars, they get houses, they get stores. And while the guys have to work twice extra to get all of those things by themselves, at this point, it is not, they are not getting it as a gift. They are working twice extra to get it. So I feel we still have a whole lot of things to do when it comes to guys getting stuff, girls getting stuff too. But in conclusion, girls get stuff easier than guys do. Twice easier than guys do. Because guys too, they get it based on when they have the connect and they know how to play their games. And that way, it is what it is. Because continuously, in every sphere of life, in every hey, there's this thing they used to say. There's one English. See, I know English to some extent. No, it's not facet. In every walks of life, like that. In every walks of life, in every profession of life, the girls get it easier than the guys. Come to engineering, you start here. She's the only female engineer we have. We are going to give her the job. Come to nursing. We have. We know that it is not like that in nursing, to be honest. To some extent, it's like that in nursing too. Come to doctors. Come to psychologists. Come to all of that. Ladies get it more easier. Yes, you don't get to see
female number, but they are not as much as their male counterparts.
Exactly. So in computer scientists, data analysts, tech girls, you don't get to see Texas. You get to see tech bros on a lamp. I'm no yellow. I'll take care of you, should I know? That's it. So Like that, we continue to get that, and it is a thing of God has ordained it. That's how it is. It is in the Quran that every man take care of your spouse and the females in your house, your daughters, your sisters. Take care of them twice the way you take care of your man, and it is like that everywhere. And even in our households, whenever you have brothers and you have siblings, they feel like, let me take care of my sister so that she will not be looking outside, so that guys will not be offering her unnecessary things. That's why most of the times our siblings, male, they take care of us twice the way they will take care of our other male siblings. When you get to see male siblings and male siblings, like, make I show you, you go work for this money, may I tell you. But for the lady, no, I don't want you to go outside. If you ask them for money, in as much as they do not have, they would have to find a way to get you that money. So it is like that, it is wired like that. For the other gender, don't feel so bad. God that has created it that way knows what he is doing, and is going to definitely provide for you, and he's going to take you. No, God that has, there's nothing as gender equality. That's one thing I still want us to understand. It has never, I am of this.
Maybe later in the
future. I am of the spiritual,
there would be anything like
gender equality. There is nothing, because
that made a man
superior than the lady, knows what he was doing. So if you know you are an atheist and you do not believe in God and you do not believe in all of this, I know you feel offended, and I want you to feel offended. Yes, because when God was creating this life, he knew what he was doing. He did not say we were not going to have a lady can do the things guys can do, yes, but he already made it that the guy would eventually be superior than the lady. So, and as a lady too, don't think you can ever cramp or you can ever walk over a man. They have their own ego, so you need to help them to rub over their ego, treat them like the king that they are. They will definitely provide for you. Just calm down. Take care of them. Tell them sweet words. They will give you all this money. You don't need to stress. You get the only thing guys need to do, they will give you the money. Just rub their ego for them. That's one thing. That's the secret. Guys do not have baby them. They will baby them so much that rub their head, kiss them, do anything you can to them. You will get the money. It is so sure that you are going to get the money. Just baby them the way they can be baby. So that's it. God has created them as our superiors and they would always be our providers.
For real, it doesn't even take much to, you know, take care of a guy. It's grand gestures, you know, and all of men just do little something like
send him lunch, like, send him lunch for one week straight.
This babe look like they are not so used to being taken care of. So when you do that little, like, it's the barest minute. You do the barest minute.
See, when he comes back and tell you he's so tired and all of that, see how much are they booking spa? Just book spa session, it's not expensive. And when you want to collect in return, at least you collect them four of the money. Let me tell you something to some extent. What I do is there's one Yoruba, Owa Abula Fisha Blale.
I use his money
to take care of him. So simple, no stress, no fugazi. That's just how it is. It is what it is.
Sure.
It is what it is. So that's how it is. So guys, you will always be our providers. Our daddy, Odogu. Sorry, Odogu. You will always be our Odogu. Just understand that life has always, you can never be on the same face with a lady. Never ever compete with a lady. Please don't. You are trying to bring yourself down because you are naturally superior than she is. So don't try to.
This superior thing that you are saying, feminists should take offense to.
I am a feminist. Yes, but I am not the bitter feminist.
Okay, yeah, that's true.
I am a feminist, but I am not the bitter feminist. I am not the castrate men feminist.
There's a
difference
between being a
feminist and hating men. So if you know you hate men, please, you're not a feminist. You just hate men. When you're a feminist, you empower other ladies that feel they can't do this.
How many of you is to empower ladies? It's between Shaka and between we know you, but don't worry.
Don't even empower me. But when you see me outside, you point at me. I'll beat you. I'm gonna beat you. Just hear Jennifer would have said. I will beat you. If I cannot beat you, I'll order my guys to beat you. Last, how much will it cost us? Anyway, don't empower ladies to the best you can. And please, whenever you're preaching, so please, my message, the message I have for you for this week is that whenever you're trying to, everybody is a feminist, but whenever you're trying to preach your feminism to other ladies, and younger ladies, please do not make them hate men. Make them love men. Make them see they can do things men do. Make them know they can do things twice the way men do it. Don't make them feel like men are nothing. Men are just a piece of trash. Make them understand that men are still men and they will continue to be men at every point in life. You get? When we even go to heaven, God will still place men above us. That's how it was before we were born. That's how it's going to be even after we are born. So take care. Passing out. Take care of yourself. I'm proud to be a man. Adura. She's a fool. So, guys, I am actually proud to be a lady. And I love every man around me. Every guy around me. I love you. I will give you every support you want at every point in time to get better, to get to the top of the ladder. Love you, kisses. So from the queen of bliss and from the queen of sin, we are bringing this to an end. I feel somehow trying to let this go because it has been an interesting one for me personally, but it is what it is. We have to go. The guys will come with their own. They are going to counter this thing. But then, me, I'll just sit and do what she was my own. What do I have to do? Nothing. Just watch. Listen. Anyways, share this on your WhatsApp story, your Instagram story, everywhere, please. Thank you. I love you. And you can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. And you can check us out on Telegram, too. We share up-to-date messages and everything back-to-back on Telegram. Take care, guys. Gracias. Peace out. And please patronize our sponsors. Need to be alone. We have several sponsors. Please patronize them. In order for me to continue to be fine, in as much as I am like this, please patronize our sponsors. Thank you very much. God bless. Get it fucked. Guys. Bye!
Say your kisses.
Bye!
Kisses!
It is the digital age. Everything is swift. and fast and digital. Trade all forms of digital assets and digital currencies with Swex Exchange. Visit our office at 4th Floor Conference Hotel at Presidential Boulevard, 1 Golf Resort Drive, Okemosan, Abeokuta. Send us a message on WhatsApp 0810-219-2374 or send us a message on Instagram at swags_exchange.
Don't forget to check out previous episodes of this podcast, drop a rating or a review to let others know how amazing this podcast is. Also, kindly subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening from.